WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training, Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. Today, we're diving into something super relevant, especially if you've got tiny humans running around your life. Mindful parenting. Ever feel like being a parent is a constant roller coaster? One minute you're soaring with laughter, the next you're trying to untangle a screaming mess in the grocery store aisle. Parenthood can be amazing, but let's face it, it's also tough. But here's the good news. There's a way to navigate those ups and downs with more grace and intentionality, and that's where mindful parenting comes in. So, what exactly does it mean? It's all about bringing awareness to your interactions with your kids, reacting from a place of calm instead of stress, and fostering a loving and supportive environment where they can truly thrive. Think of it like this. Instead of yelling no at the top of your lungs when your little one decides that wallpaper is an acceptable snack, you take a deep breath, connect with your child's needs, and guide them towards a healthy choice. Sounds pretty good, right? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your mindful parenting journey. 1. Self-awareness is key. Before we can effectively parent our kids, we need to understand ourselves first. What triggers us? Where do we tend to get reactive? Pay attention to those moments when your patience wears thin and try to figure out what's fueling those feelings. Once you know your triggers, you can start to manage them better. It's like knowing the layout of a maze before you start navigating it, you're already one step ahead. 2. Listen with your whole heart. When your child is talking, really listen. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly absorb their words. Children crave to be heard and understood, even if they're just grumbling about a lost toy. Active listening shows them that you value their thoughts and feelings, which builds trust and connection. It's amazing how a simple tell me more can turn a frustrated meltdown into a meaningful conversation. 3. Empathy is your superpower. Imagine yourself in your child's shoes. They're learning about the world, navigating their emotions, and figuring out how to interact with others. It's a lot. Try to understand their perspective even when they are acting out. Remember, most misbehavior stems from unmet needs or frustration. With empathy, you can respond with compassion instead of criticism, guiding them towards healthier choices. 4. Set clear boundaries with love. Discipline doesn't have to be about punishment. It's about teaching and guiding our kids towards becoming responsible and well-rounded individuals. Set clear expectations and boundaries, but always do so with love and understanding. Explain your reasoning behind the rules, and focus on positive reinforcement when they make good choices. Think of it like training a dog. Consistency, kindness, and clear communication are key. 5. Practice what you preach. Kids are incredibly perceptive. They learn by watching us, so remember to model the behavior you want to see in them. Be patient, manage your own emotions effectively, and show them how to handle challenges with grace and resilience. You're not just raising children, you're shaping their worldview. Now, let's take this a step further. Imagine your child comes running into the kitchen after school, covered head to toe in mud. Your initial reaction might be frustration, ugh, not again. But instead of jumping to that knee-jerk response, take a moment to breathe and connect with them. Ask them about their day, smile at the muddy masterpiece they've created, and guide them towards washing up while acknowledging their energy and enthusiasm. You're transforming a potentially stressful situation into a fun bonding experience. Remember, mindful parenting isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up for our kids with intention and compassion. It's about creating a loving and supportive environment where they can grow, learn, and thrive. So, my friends, let's embrace this journey together. Take those deep breaths, listen with your whole heart, and remember you've got this. Now, before you go, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on mindful parenting in the comments below. What are some strategies that have worked for you? What are your biggest challenges? Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this amazing path of parenthood. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and remember you are capable of incredible things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.